The sand was harder packed down where the gentle waves of the Caribbean Sea rose up and compacted it. It was cooler to walk on, soothing on the feet after the blistering white sand down to the water. Johnny Cliff stared out to sea at the unusual heavy fog that lingered for the second day. "It's enough to make you think it's an omen," the tall man next to him said.
"So, England must be a place of constant omens," Johnny laughed. "You certainly get fogged here all the time."
Even as Jennifer was sharing these delicious fantasies of life as a young nurse, a thin young man with a purple stethoscope draped conspicuously around his neck and wearing a navy blue sports jacket with the telltale sheen of copious pressings stepped into their compartment.
"Ladies, may I join you for the journey?"
"Please, you are welcome."
"And where are you young ladies headed?"
"We are traveling to volunteer at a hospital in Tanzania," they answered as a chorus.
"What all this chuckling about?" he asked.
Amos kept grinning.
"I thinking about Scraper. Hey boy, he gonna be mad, you know."
"What you know, boy?" Samuel finished filling his customer's glasses and topped up his own.
"Scraper probably mad now."
Amos sipped his rum, then grinned so that his lips puckered.
"I might be knowing where he dinghy is."
Now Samuel smiled at Amos.
"You hide the man's dinghy from himself, boy?"
Amos laughed.